just one prat from yesterday's. Just go over. Someone asked me yesterday about for Tos Katan, do you need a Rochav? Do you need an Amma? I did see it is brought down. You need an Amma for over here, but it's generally the case of the Shulchan Aruch is a case of a small talus. So they ituf. Since you don't do ituf, I'm not really sure I understand why you need an Amma. But the poskim do bring it down that it should be an Amma. That you should measure from here to here, which is usually the width of a for an adult. It's whatever you can be somich on the begadim that the man, unless you're making your own baguette. But in general, you can be somich on the people. Okay, it's up to your test. Tzitzis chavos gavrahu. Tzitzis is something which is a mitzvah mutzal on the person. Velo chavos mana. We've said this before. If you have a bunch of talisim without Arba Kamfos without a tzitzis, so then you don't have to put tzitzis on them. Shkolz Moshe in a lovish atalis, tzitzis on them. They compare it to like by a mezuzah, like a person's not living there, you don't need to put mezuzah on the house, no one's living. Same type of idea. Fila in a mevarach al asiyas tzitzis, shein a mitzvah el levishaso. There's no mitzvah of making tzitzis, the mitzvah is to wear tzitzis. I mean, also talis is tzorach tachrichin. Let's say you made a talis for tachrichin. I did hear this different minhagim about if you do use a talis for tachrichin, do you pass the tzitzis or not? We're going to also dig into the next thing. Is that called a bizayon? It's not a bizayon. We'll get to that. I'll put in some pass the tzitzis, some don't. I think it depends on the minik. If it's considered a bizui. If it's made for tachrichin, it's called ksus laila. As well as the poskim, it's not a regular ksus, and therefore they made it especially for tachrichin. The guy wants to make a bracha, and he can't make a bracha. Chav dinei lekichos bechiras talis. Okay, I'm selling stuff. The lokeach talis mitzutiyas miYisrael. You buy from a store, a gentleman, whatever. And mitagar ein Yehudi. Even if you buy from a goy who's a storekeeper. But Omer Shalachal Yisrael Neman, he says, listen, I bought it from Israel. Kosher. Why? It's kosher because most, it has to be kosher. Just like I say about Shechita, right? Someone does Shechita. Assume it's a Jew because no one's going to do Shechita kosher. I mean, so here too, you assume that if you see tzitzis, it was done in the proper way. Even if you got it from you going to, here, I don't know, you go to the Arab Shuk. I don't know, the Arab Shuk. Let's say you're in, you're in Costco in America and you find tzitzis for a good price. If for some reason I don't sell tzitzis, so it's still kosher food, I don't know. So then you can buy it. Even the Tagahu, he's just a salesman, Chazaka Shalacha be Yisrael, the low Mara Nafsha, because he's not gonna say, I got it from Yisrael, and then they're gonna investigate and he's gonna ruin his business. Stam guy on the street corner wants to sell you a watch, wants to sell you tzitzis. The Arab walking through the Merkaz is with the pair, don't take tzitzis from him. Fine. Ein Beis. Now this is a very interesting sif. I think I'm actually feeling very nogeya to nowadays. Ein Rochin Talis Mitzuyetzis Lavod Chachom. Don't sell a talis to a goy. Shema Yislavim Yisrael Baderech V'Yargen. He'll dress up like a Jew and kill him. I feel the mashkin, a hafke talis mitzvah, the lechachom osir. Even to mashkin, it's osir. Kain hu lefusha, the lechel lemecha shalha. Now, there's another time over here that the Gemara brings, the Shemari Tam Zona, that maybe, it could be that the goy will give the talis to the Zona and be the chil l'shem, because people will think a yid went to her. Chayodim said, Mishra brings Chayodim and said, no, we're not, that's Iker Tam, not Choshish for Yeshem Yargenu. However, I want to say, all right, that unfortunately nowadays, at least in this country, there is a problem. Unfortunately, the Arabs have dressed up like Yidden. And there could be, there is a Chshash in this country. I can't, so I can't say for sure, it's not about the talis, but I would say, who a din, the person should be Choshish. The Arab wants to come by a kippah, wants to come by a bekesha. Unfortunately, they've used those things to disguise themselves. And I would think it's what to be choshish from this halacha, not to sell them, these types of, any Yiddish clothing, because they could, Shema, Yisgavim Yisrael, Yiddish, we are genu. This is the chashash of the chamin. No, that's from a, that's buying from a tiger. How did a tiger get it? A tiger is not, he's not mochim, he's not selling. A tiger is, he's a storekeeper. It could be a storekeeper, it's not, even, it could be you shouldn't give to a storekeeper. If he has it, you're allowed to buy it. It could be better to buy it, I don't know, but if he, but right. Milchachila, a supplier shouldn't, could be shouldn't use a tiger who's shouldn't, you can sell to a goyish storekeeper. Like I say, here is a chash. I mean, I don't know, in America, it has a chash. There's other, one other very interesting nekuda. It's a bit of a side point off the daf, but the Chachma Shlomo, Shlomo Kluger brings a very interesting nekuda over here. He says there's one other pshat about, in the Gemara about Zona, that it says that Rechoshesh, Rashi brings a Rechoshesh that maybe he's gonna disguise himself as a Yid, and you're gonna have a Jewish Zona, and then it's gonna, he's gonna be with her, and we don't want their Kedos Hischate. We want to machshel her. So the Chacham Shlomo asks, he says, he brings his whole diyun over here, but are we choshish for, let's call it, to bring the Mishnah and Demai, are we achray to be sure that other Yidden don't do a sin? She's a zona, she's doing a veras. Why should we care? Well, let her just, you know, let her do a veras. We can't control her. Should we be choshish for such a thing? See, it's very interesting, the discourse over here. He comes out that, that's Betzev, that really, that for Deraisas, if she, they're being over Deraisas, I'm talking about, all that stuff. Someone who knows and they're doing affairs anyway. Right? So, he says that we're not chayiv to save people. If they're over Deraisas, we're not chayiv to save, not specifically chayiv to save them. You know, obviously you probably could if you want, but you're not, you know, you don't have to go out of your way so much. But if it's a Derabanan, if they're only doing Yisuri Derabanan, then it's really, the Rabbanan made a Tahiskober case over here in Zona with a guy, which you have to wait till Evan Ezra to discuss what kind of Yisur it is. He says it could be as a tzad that's Derabanan. I don't get into that right now. So it could be we're all for a Derabanan, the Chavim made a Tachana to go, not sell talis, because maybe the guy will dress up and be machshel her.
Would you apply this today? Because the way e-commerce works is oftentimes you're using a grocery company as the middleman between sales. Shopify, Amazon.
Yeah, but you have people also, I mean.
So today, Eichlers, right, is selling stuff online. And they don't know who they're selling to.
Well, what are you selling? I mean, you're selling Talos. That could be Taga already, because it's already out there. You know, that could be, it's the regular business might be okay. I understand the Kuda, but it could be yeah, I don't think so, because also Lomar and Ashe, so if they start opening the suitcases, they're gonna get sued. So no, you know, they're not gonna do that. If it's a proper business, they're not gonna start risking their business to go ahead and do, you know, do whatever. That's the issue. Alright. Chavalos, let's move on. What do you do with torn tzitzis? Or your puzzle tzitzis? Chutzei tzitzis, shenifsiku yachol lezarkam la'ashpa. You can put it in the ashpa. Beishi mitzvah she'en beguf v'kedusha. Aval kol zman she'en kvuin betalis also lishtamash. You can't use the strings for some other use. You want to tie up a package. That's mitzvah. You know, you're not using it anymore. It's a bizui mitzvah. You show me to afla achash nifsuku ein linug behen minug bizayon. Even after they fall off, you can't just throw them in the garbage. The zarka machum aguna shelosh elo she'ein on tzvichin gniza. But really, that's the only gniza. The shlakum aganiza lamacher debacher bizus tavol bracha. That it's better to put him in Geniza. However, with the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Chorin bring down, the Gras says about him, that the answer is a Zarkam. You can't just throw it, and even to put it into a nice Ziploc bag, and this applies by Lulav Esrig, Schach, Sukkah boards, you can't just throw it in the garbage. However, if you put it on the side nicely, and because of the garbage from Kama, the city comes and takes it, that would be mutter. Because you're not being mevazid. And I had a bit of aura, why, you know, if the truth is, it's, but the garbage men in America, it's goyim, here it's most time Arabs who are doing the garbage, it's not such a big deal. If the garbage men were Jewish, you know, then I guess they would have to, you know, I don't know if they'd be allowed to take it or not. That I wasn't sure about. It was, but Lamaya said most of the garments are at least bound with Shemesh. I know I think they're seen them, they're generally Arabs, and they'll just take whatever. So as long as you put it nicely on the side, that's okay. But since it's better to be Gunnism, obviously you can't be Gunnism as a sukkah board. So that could be your tzchach. That could be if you put it on the side, even knowing the lulav, and that's the lulav to go ahead and burn it by Pesach. So that's what you're supposed to do. And based at least on mitzvah, shabalu, they're all torn up. Adam bodu b'atzmehem. You can't use them. You put them aside somewhere. Einu mutu l'kanech atzmehem. You can't clean yourself with them. Well, yachad ha'yisal l'tashmi shemaguna. And you can't, use them, for t'ntashmi shemaguna. L'zarkam v'heim kalim. You have to put them somewhere and eventually they'll get ruined. Mutter the kind of tzitzis of Isakisa. Even though the tzitzis are tall as cotton, you're allowed to go into the bathroom. You can sleep with tzitzis. Shouldn't use the talus as a blanket. We go, again, because back then when people used to sleep without clothing, so then they would, they would use a blanket to cover themselves completely. So this is a vizayo. Gam shalit lukul kovis in a Yehudi l'chavis. You shouldn't give it to a kovis in a Yehudi. It's some sort of bizui to give it to a goy. I don't know. It's mutter to give it to a dry cleaner. I don't know the exact reason why a kovis in a Yehudi is worse, but it could be because, it used to be they used to stand by the goy. The goy used to stand by the half undressed doing laundry. Could be that'd be a bizayon. Even to a dry cleaner, l'chor is fine. People do in America. It shouldn't be bezuyas. Achnogin lahakel lishkav. The Ramah says in Eisa, we're knowing lishkav behem. The minig is to be makel. Even though it's a chachila, it seems the Ramah says that it's better not to. But minig is. But Gavon brings the Areyu says al pisod. Each person should sleep with a talus cut in the night. Because it's the idea that persons are in a mitzvah. A person shouldn't be completely empty for mitzvahs. Now the shaila is, and the Chassam Sofer is very interesting, the kuda here is, what about mezuzah? A person sleeps in a room and here there's a mezuzah. If there's a mezuzah, the chor lefi, that's what the Magen Avraham makes out, right? The chor is, we're talking about, only talking about a case of mezuzah. Whatever reason, maybe a person's renting a house, or whatever it is, so then it could be he should sleep with a talus cotton. People are probably makbid. What about what? Okay, so I'll tell you an interesting thing. The Chassam Sofer is very interesting. He brings up the Shiloh about, to the Seder Yavid Springs that your person should wear tzitzis. Shaila is, why is that vizui or not? So the Chassam Sofer says, they do bring it down. Shaila is, why is it in a hefsek, a beg and zosser to wear? So I saw one pshat, put it behind, I don't know. The Chassam Sofer says that l'chora, he says the owner goof a mitzvah. So it is a time. A person is surrounded by mitzvahs because he's being oisik in a mitzvah. You can't tell me he's not being oisik in a mitzvah. He says, sorry, here on the Yavitz, that he says, and I'll call shikane if you're talking about a room that there's a mezuzah in, it's kosher enough to be kosher. However, I did see some anshimaisa, I did see brought down in the sefer, that some anshimaisa will throw a talus, not wear it, but throw it on top of the blankets. So it's also considered like you're being lovish it, so that to be yitzi the yavitz. But akopanian, it seems from the Chassam Sofer, you don't have to be choshish for it. And one last thing that is mentioned in here is going to the basic kisa. The Talmud says you can't go in with a talus of davening talus, and the also a kittel as well, since it's miyuchad for davening, then you shouldn't walk into the bathroom with it. Dal yeshu zoshav adam shalovish talus shaligvar tzitziyosav, to be sure it doesn't go on the floor. And the question is, what if it just touches the floor? So it's mashma from the Magen Avraham. The time over here is that you shouldn't use it to keel. You're sweeping the floor with it. You have a very long talus, like you know, Ben Sitzes Akesis in the Gemara. He said that he used to walk. He used to have some people carrying it. He had this very long talus, very long sitzes he'd drag on the ground. So that's bizayon. If it touches the ground, there are people very makrid. But if it touches the ground, you should try to pick it up. But don't like think, oh my gosh, touch the ground. It's the real issue is if it's mamish dragging on the ground. It's also bizayon. It looks like you're sweeping the floor. You know, that's really the problem over here. Chavbeis kana talis asavot tzitzis v'rach shechiyanu lo gara mikelim chadashim. Some buys a talis, so then he makes shechiyanu on the talis. It's like buying a new suit. Agav im lo birich b'shas asiya b'varach b'shas ituf rishon. If you buy a talis and you put it in tzitzis, so you should make it then. But if you didn't make it then you should go ahead and you should put it on when you first put it on, then you should make shechiyanu. Right? And the point over here is that we're not making a bracha on shechiyanu is not on the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Gra brings the whole discussion here when the person should make shechiyanu. That's in the Gra held you should make shechiyanu. I'm putting on tzitzis, but we don't paskin like that. It gets into a whole discussion about when do you make shechiyanu? Do you make shechiyanu on mitzvahs which come once in a while or on something tadir? So that's what we're knowing to only make it something which is tadir, like a fruit comes out every year, whatever, but we don't make it something which comes in once in a while. Even the Gra does hold that, we don't paskin like it. And Chaf Gimel, the tzitzis based on Kvaras. Mutter likanes b'sakaros who love tzitzis. You're allowed to walk in tzitzis. But again, the issue over here is going to be log larash. Right? Log larash is you don't want, you know, it's heel. They're not doing mitzvah, so you're going to cause din on the mason, something like that. But the issue, you're allowed to wear tzitzis. We shouldn't be gor on the kvaros. About even nigra al kvaros, also we should log larash. That it's called log larash. That's when he used to put it on everything. What does he do? He was wearing a towel as a shirt, whatever. But anu she'em chuvanim behem el she mitzvah also afilu ena negroim. You can't enter even not touching the kvarim on which it's begulim. That's only it's also even if they're out. About ena mechusim motor. That's why the minig is you put it tuck it in your pants before you go into basic kvaros. You had many brought down Kibbutz Tzadikim, like where they had like Rashbi, Meir, places like that. You don't have to be. There are people who are choshish for people daven by the kever. Say because it's not right near the kever. The kever is in a mara below. I'm channeling by Kibbutz Tzadikim. People are not makrid, but if it's Kibbutz Tzadikim, like the Arizal in the basic verse of Tzas, then you would have to talk to your tzitzis. Beis Yishnogin Likshor Shnei Tzitzios Shibishnei. And some say, oh no, if you tie it together, it's kilo and not there. Which as he said, the Chaver says, it doesn't help. It doesn't, but if your tzitzis got tied together, it doesn't mean you lost a bit of tzitzis. He also said that's, that doesn't mevato the mitzvah. Okay. Dalok shenogim lahasir tzitzis vitalis ameis. Bevayis, in place of the noach to take the tzitzis off of the talus of the bevayis, imak safim lo shim tzitzis, ikul mechush mishor al garash. If there's a minig, like I said, minig to pasul, the pasul the tzitzis of the mace before they go to the kfura, then the people who are taking the mace, chever kedisha, should be sure to tuck the tzitzis in, not to have it begula. There is a tarachiyun if they're not knowing that, then it could be they don't have to.
Even if
I can't hear you, huh? Yeah, I think they say it's not as big of a deal, to be honest, but Lamaisa, I think that one's going to, it is brought down not to be choshir so much by women because they're not chayv anyway. No, I think the minig is in general to do it. If they do, the Mishmar does bring down that, still, like I said, still, even if, is it a field mark which ain't logging lahasir, I can't give you log larash. So therefore, we're not, basically, low plug, we're always put the, near a maze, we put the sixth city, if you go to Levi also, unless you're far away, obviously, person should, you know, in the alamos of the maze, person should be sure to put the tzitzis in. And because of the little siru and the shmira, every valkin yishma chamish pshar can get chamish chamishaytara. Arba knafim knafaim shemchol tzad yishiyifne. Yizkor, he sees it everywhere. Remember mitzvahs. Nachon alav and time of tchelus also is maski the kodesh shemayim. Nachon alav shalom abushim. It should be which the fachol hizashi alav which this is b'shas tefila. But they do bring down alav abushim is that it means that doesn't mean. Actual chitzis itself should be on top of your pants. Mitzvah low lech of the chitzis beyond smalit to negat libo v'shas piyeshma ramez v'ar yud v'ra'ila alavavcha. What you know, it's all pdre is to put the chitzis over here, and they hold. Some say the mashmos of the machaber is to only take the first two, the front ones. I think that they say the Ari, take all four. But according to Shulchan Aruch, you only need the two front ones. And then he gets to put it over here and to hold it over here during Shema. Totally stock, you'll have the tzitzis v'shas atifa shemavarech. You should try to look at tzitzis when you're doing atifa and making the bracha. Yesh no'agin li'stach of the tzitzis k'mishvim u'risa v'risoi. There is a strong minute like that. Relitain. And to put them on your eyes. You also have the chabibi mitzvah. Hagav, as the mechaber does not mention anything about kissing the tzitzis. Hagav, gam nogi ksas anashik tzitzis b'shash teror b'hem. Ho v'chibu mitzvah. Our Shulchan brings down that there are other places that you have to kiss it by tzitzis or not. If you're Shulchan, you don't have to kiss it, you say tzitzis. But our Shulchan says that it's minhagim, it's different minhagim. And whatever, that's also chibu mitzvah. You want to kiss it by tzitzis is also extra chiv of mitzvah, it's not, you know, it's okay to do that. Mishmistacha b'tzitzis, mistacha b'shnei tzitzios, shalafan v'shish v'asar k'sharim, mistacha b'nin alazdin l'istacha, that's why I mentioned that you look at the first two, remez l'havayos, it's remez l'asar k'sharim, the limits to the shiv of Hashem, vayos l'agim goes into spheres, and there's the spheres, v'chulei, v'gan yish v'antesai chutin, this, but you see it here, it's something to think about. There's a shmira. All of them are levels of conflicts of arets. It's really a person has to be nizer in it. as it brings the Bagorim to Zohar, so someone who's finished without tzitzis will be made checker. Zahizim and mitzvah tzitzis, zoicha veroe. They have Shechina. Someone who's Zayir in Tzitzis, the Zaycha is the Shechina. It will start to fill in, and then tomorrow, Levelonis is gonna continue from where I stopped. So I'm gonna start a few halachas of Hilchos Tefillin, and he'll just continue. Oh wait, it's 25 minutes or 30?
Typically most people see the rock when they go to the tops.
Right.
While they wrap, right?
Right.
If
you can, if it's hanging in front of you, you know, whatever, you can just try to look. Try to be able to see. Shema, right. Shema, you hold the right. So that's different. That's not the bracha. The bracha is your whatever tzitzit you can see. You should, just like kiddush, you make a coffee and try to look at it. It's a mitzvah. Let's just do one. Let's do one. Let's start one halal one. One halacha, two halachas. Achas shalavat tzitzis mitzuyitz. It's because you get to really tzitzis. Someone puts on talis mitzuyitz. Yomich tefillin. Then he puts tefillin on shemalim bekodesh. A bag, a thin bag, and you shouldn't put the tefillin on top. They should be yifka behem tchila. We tzarach alnichu kol matalis. Kadesh shal yavur al mitzvah. Here in Bavir, any Bavir al mitzvah, and tefillin is more kadosh. You have to put the tefillin on. If you actually pull out your tefillin, you have to put that on first. And then we're knowing to have it by talis. If it's in a talis bag, and the talis is sticking out, that's enough. You just grab the talis. Agam yim and tefillin is zuman biyado behin lo tzitzis. Tzarach lahanti al tzitzis. You can just put it on the miniach tefillin because you're in talis. Ma'atfoy, and that's okay. Mishu Zoyer, the talis kotnyo, v'shenu v'yanich tefillin b'beiso. Someone's wearing tzitzis, he can just put on tefillin b'beiso. V'yeluk lovush b'tzitzis v'muchtar b'tefillin b'seknesis. You can walk in all the choshev to the beis, you know, with the talis and tefillin b'seknesis. V'sham yisat, you're wearing a talis kot and walking with tefillin. V'sham yisat if the talis goldo, then put a talis goldo. Gavroyel ne'agol v'sat if after talis goldo, call them l'varachalav in his house. The Shemurah brings that if you're choshish for, if there's goyim, machim etunafim, then you should just put it on the chutzner, basically. You should try to, mehadr, to walk into shul, put it on in the hallway, and the outside, and walk into shul with it. That's a straight minig without, you know, cheshbinin. And the lights of walking, people who do put, we have shadow by corona, we have people walking through the streets, you know, whatever. The issue is you have garbage cans. And the garbage cans, a lot of times, especially in the areas, it's good to do diapers, things, whatever. You really have to be choshish for that. So it's better to not walk through the streets. Because you walk by garbage cans all the time and just put it on in the shul, you know, just outside the shul or in the back part, and then to walk in to be right in the middle. Okay, so this tell,